Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining us on today's program is candidate for the mayor seat in the 2019 Pella City Council election. On today's program, we highlight Don DeWard.
All right, Don, I'll have you start with a brief introduction of yourself.
Okay, I'm Don DeWard. I'm running for mayor of the city of Pella. I'm not a Pella native, but I've lived here for 40 years, so I kind of feel like one. And one of the reasons I'm running for mayor is I love this community. I've raised four kids here. I've got six grandkids that have grown up here, and it's a wonderful community, and I just want to make sure that Pella continues to grow and continues to keep moving forward.
And so if you were elected, what would that vision look like then over the next 4 years? Just overall, what you know, the future could hold?
Well, economic activity is the lifeblood of any community, and so I want to focus on, you know, expanding the economic base here in Pella, economic activity. There's a lot of private investment to be made, I think, and the city needs to be a partner in those particular projects. One of the biggest issues we have is workforce. If you go around town, any employer is probably going to tell you that they can't find enough people to work the jobs that they have. And so we need to continue to find ways to attract workforce and to keep them. And, you know, related to that is a lack of workforce housing is what we've been discussing in PACE. And so I think there's some projects coming online that are going to try to alleviate that need. But I think that's something we need to continue to focus on.
And you mentioned, obviously, the workforce and housing being issues. What are three other critical issues you think the city faces, and what would be either potential solutions to that, or at least explain more in depth why they're challenges for the city?
Well, I see challenges as exciting opportunities. Right now, the city's been in the middle of a few studies. One, city facility needs over the next few years, which are quite large, and so I think over the next few years, there's going to be some important decisions made about facilities. You know, whether we redo the community center, build something new, those are all questions that are being grappled with right now. And so I think that's going to be coming down the line that we need to continue to discuss that and make decisions that make sense for the long term for Pella. There's needs, recreation-wise, we're a shortage of indoor recreation. I think we've addressed outdoor recreation pretty well with the sports park, but there's a lot of indoor needs. If you talk to the city, they can't run a lot of leagues, volleyball, basketball leagues, because they just don't have gym facilities, and so that's an issue that's coming down. Infrastructure, and Pella certainly isn't alone. Most cities in the United States have a lot of very old infrastructure under the streets when you talk about storm sewers and water lines and all of those things. So I think that's a continuing issue that is going to have to be addressed, and that can be very expensive. And again, attracting, retaining workforce, and helping our business community grow and thrive. You know, some people ask, do you want to grow? And I think not only do you want to grow, I think growth is necessary. Because if you're not growing, you're going the other direction, and that's never a good thing.
And so why Don DeWard? Why should someone, when they go to the ballot box, at least consider you before they put the stamp on it, so to speak? And what do you bring to the table as potentially our next mayor?
Well, I think I've got a ton of experience in the development side of things from the private side. I've been developing real estate and projects here in Pella for over 30 years. And I've been on the private side where we've worked very well with the city in a partnership. You know, we're sitting here in the Molengrat, which is one of the, in my opinion, is kind of a jewel of Pella. And that was a private-public partnership that I think worked very well. And I don't have time to go into the whole history, but actually the city was really the driving force that started this whole process. And then we were able to attract private investors to make the project happen. And so I've got a lot of experience. I was a CPA in this community for 13 years, working with all many small businesses downtown, so I understand what doing business is like, and so I think I can bring that perspective to the city as a mayor. And leadership, you know, being mayor is all about leadership. And, you know, another thing I did was 35 years of coaching football at Central College. And when you think about Central College football, the word excellence comes to mind. You know, an incredible record over the last 50 years. But that job, being a football coach, is all about leadership, leading a group of young men to achieve goals that they have, and, you know, try to teach them how to be better football players, teach them how to be better young men, and get them prepared for the rest of their lives.
Hear from Don DeWard's opponent for the mayor seat, Bruce Skibout, on tomorrow's Let's Talk Pella. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.